was.
And I said, why did you feel you had to come over and tell him?
I started a campaign to bring Johnny Carson back, too.
If you remember that. Yeah.
I mean, they weren't real happy about that. And then I gave all my T-shirts out to Letterman audience. I've done a lot of things around that.
But we were 30 Rock. You know,
we got Art Bolo on the phone now.
Oh.
Art went to the NBC reunion. All right, how are you? Happy birthday,
Art. Happy birthday, Art.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Do we have him on the air? There you are. Hi.
Joey, it's 1:45 in the morning.
Oh. Happy birthday, Art.
Eastern time.
So, don't you have a life?
Pardon me?
Don't you have a life?
I'm sitting here editing a birthday party that somebody else videotaped, and then they ask you, you know, to take a bushel of mealy-wormy apples and make a sweet-tasting apple pie out of it. So I'm trying to make this thing look good, and I'm listening to Paul, who I have busted my butt for, just slamming me on a 50,000-watt radio station in New York and across a network across America, saying, what have I done for him? Caused him headaches. You know, Paul.
I was only kidding, Art. You know what? You are my favorite person. You know
Paul,
that. I was the one who said to call you and wish you a happy birthday.
God is going to get you for that.
You should have heard what he was saying off the air.
That's all I can say.
Art, happy birthday, Art. How old are you?
He said
I'll
60.
I'll give you a hint.
He said 60.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
The lyric line goes, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm
64.
Yeah, very
well, Mazel Tov. Congratulations,
you know,
Art.
Mazel Tov. He's Italian.
Do I have to translate what it means?
Everybody thinks I'm Jewish. The Jews and the Italians look, act, and are exactly the same.
And we eat just as much.
It's the same culture, just different menu.
Believe me, because we specialize in one thing in particular, and that's guilt. And how much guilt, Joey? How much guilt did I lay on you today?
None at all. You were
apparently
very good.
Not
you were
enough.
Very good with me today.
I was trying. I was holding back, but
yeah. No, I was going to go to Art's party this weekend, and I had to cancel it. And
I've got all these people coming from all over the country, folks,
just
to experience Joey Reynolds cheesecake. Now, the doorbell rings at 10:00 this morning, and I find a box at my front doorstep. And in it is one of Joey's famous.
Aww. Now, how about that?
And I'm saying to myself, this is really smart because, you know, the airlines, which he loves airlines, the airlines are really cracking down on what you can take on an airplane anymore. So I said, this was a smart move. I told him you should just overnight the thing to me with some dry ice in it or something, and I'll put it in the fridge. And then I thought, wait a second. Maybe he sent me this because he's not coming.
No, that's not.
No.
I know. You told
me. All right, I sent you Rao's meatballs, too.
Rao's meatballs.
Now, I haven't even opened that yet.
Haven't opened it? He sent it 8 months ago.
No, I sent them. I overnighted them.
Are they?
He ordered them 8 months ago.
What?
Ordered them.
Are they okay in the fridge only, or do I have
Yeah, of course they are. And I sent you also some ribs that you're going to barbecue tomorrow. That's my special ribs.
Never freeze quality food because
it'll lose. I know that.
You don't freeze any of it. It's all very fresh.
All
now,
fresh.
That cheesecake was not frozen.
No, I understand.
Now, did you open that and look at it?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Well, you know,
is there any left?
Well,
it looks funny, but you see, I don't care what food looks like.
Why does it look funny? What happened?
Because there's a joke on the top.
Well, you know what I mean. It's a
couple cracks.
Yeah, you know, but it'll taste delicious.
Yeah.
Who cares what it looks like?
I do.
It's a birthday cake. Don't try to jump out of it.
Now, listen, people, Nikki, please. Mick, listen, the people that are worried about what food looks like, those are the people that go in and they judge the hi-fi speakers by what the cabinet looks like, not what comes out of the speaker.
Well, you can put a little whipped cream over the crack.
Yeah, there's a show.
No, keep it clean.
That will take us all off the air.
It's a family show.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
Which family?
I'm going to the Michigan State game tomorrow and going to sit in the rain all day, probably catch pneumonia.
You see what he's like, folks? He complains about everything he's going to do.
Yeah, well,
he's complaining before he even has an opportunity to complain about it.
And the sun could shine.
He's a Larry David.
That's a Jew, if I ever heard one.
Well, there's a bunch of Joey's friends from Buffalo, like Dick Pertin here in Detroit, Tom Shannon from Buffalo, friends that wanted to see Joey. So, you know, it'll be a disappointment, but, you know, I guess this means I'm going to have another one next year.
This guilt trip.
What are you saying now, Ray Justice? You said what?
He's putting the guilt on you.
No kidding.
Yeah, well,
heavy.
Catholic guilt.
Long
it's
distance.
Obama's wife is coming at 3:00. I can't believe this.
Oh, man. We'll be right back. The Joey Reynolds guilt trip.
Say your
birthday,
comment.
Leaving hourly. We'll be right back.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.